My name is Annabel Heseltine. I'm a journalist and broadcaster, bringing you a new podcast from Resurgence, which is a movement, a magazine, and a manifesto for hope. Over the last 3 decades, I've been reporting on stories about climate change, conservation, and the environment. It can be a depressing area to cover. So much of our natural world has been lost or damaged, and everywhere you look, there are reasons to feel anxious, fearful, or sad. But my travels have also brought me into contact with people working on the front lines of the environmental crisis, who have found reasons to be hopeful. They come from different backgrounds and different parts of the globe. Some are farmers, others are diplomats or campaigners or conservationists fighting to rewild a corner of their world. And as I got to know these people, I realised that there was a common thread uniting them all.
When such things happen to you, you're engulfed in an unimaginable darkness. And what I found is that being in nature helped me in some way.
Each of them had experienced deep personal trauma and had found a way of channeling it into something positive with the help of the natural world. In Hope Springs, I'll be sitting down with each of these people in turn and asking them to share the lessons they've learned across a lifetime of environmental work. Think of it as a guide to recovery and to discovering a sense of hope and purpose, even in the midst of a grave crisis. Across the series, we'll speak to Satish Kumar, the world-renowned peace pilgrim who founded Resurgence over half a century ago.
Natal word is the original etymological word for nature. A woman is pregnant, she has a prenatal check. Nature means birth. So we are all born, so we are nature. We cannot separate ourselves from nature. And the moment you realize that, you can start on the right path.
And we will hear from people like Cristiana Figueres, the Costa Rican diplomat whose tireless work made the Paris Climate Agreement possible.
When our tears become rain on parched soil and on burned forests, there is a new life that springs forth that is perhaps unexpected, surprising, beautiful, new, and it is the miracle of life.
We'll talk about building bridges between the generations with Dr. Maya Rose Craig, one of the UK's most inspiring young environmentalists.
I get a lot of leading questions where it's like, surely you must be so angry at the older generations for leaving it like this. And it's like, it's not a generational war. There wasn't someone who's now in their 80s kind of plotting to destroy the planet.
And we will begin our journey with the rewilding activist Ben Goldsmith, who took his grief at losing his teenage daughter to a tragic accident and channeled it into a piece of land in the west of England.
We got rid of all the sheep, all the cows, ripped out all the fencing, and then we just sat back and watched nature reawaken. And it was like watching a kind of giant awakening from a long slumber, and suddenly little orchids and flowers popping up in the strangest of places. Kestrels back, goshawks, barn owls, and of course beavers.
To listen to these and many more conversations like them, click follow or subscribe wherever you're hearing this, or search for Hope Springs podcast in your favourite search engine. Episode 1 will go live on the 17th of September, with new episodes every fortnight after that.